Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well today. Today, I want to talk about personal learning, part one. Part two, I'm going to do a thing about team leading and learning, not leading, team learning, like book smart stuff. Like, you know, read this. Which one's this one? Leading the field, right? And learning stuff. Earl Nightingale. So, but I want to talk about continuous learning, how it's a myth, right? And people sometimes don't understand the things. I'm going to put some boundaries on it. What does it really mean to be continuous learning from my experiences, my mentoring experience? So I'm going to supply some mentoring examples from my career in the continuous learning realm. So this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, which we don't always do the show. We don't really haven't done the show at 5 a.m. in a while. And the reason being is that no one else is awake. And it gets more, if I go live now, I get a better reading on people seeing the show. So I do a little later. But I'm up at 5, getting ready, doing my continuous learning, listening to my podcast, listening to information, getting ready, looking at the day, doing my goals. So it's an early 5 a.m. for me. And it's been an adventure. So I've been up for a while, right? Bubbles, make sure I'm awake every day. Anyway, we talk about Agile and Scrum in a very practical and tactical way. So you can bring value to customer, not work crazy hours, bring that value, and have a little fun along the way, right, Bubs? Someone found her bell last night. She was playing with it all night long. Now she's tired. Poor kitty. Get you. Anyway, so the topic today, continuous learning is a myth, right? Personally. So we're two parts here. I'm going to talk about learning today as a person. And then tomorrow I'm going to talk about learning as a team. And how do you incorporate the two? How do you handle it as a Scrum Master, as a person? Maybe I can talk. Maybe. I'm having problems talking today. Anyway, so the idea of the personal learning is that it's really important to use a time box. Think about it. I see a lot of people that want to take cert after cert after cert after cert, which is good. More power to you. If you have the money and the time to do that, more power to you. Most people don't. My biggest worry when I see that is that you get a chance to practice what you learned, because one of the problems with going from one cert to another to another to another is that they become all mixed up and you don't have the depth of knowledge for each one of those different areas that you're learning from. And it gets kind of wishy-washy. So the idea is that you take some time and you practice it a little bit. Take some parts out of that book. Like if I were to read this whole book and I don't practice anything in this book, probably won't get nothing out of the book, right? So the idea is what I would call applied learning. I call it applied agile learning, where I actually used to do a series where once a month or so, once every 3 weeks, I think it was every other week. I don't know. My last place, I would do an agile program where I would do up to 45 minutes to an hour and just talk about some stuff that they could apply. And I called it the applied agile series because I wanted to give it to something that they can apply the next day. To the very minute they go back to their job, apply something that they learn from an agile perspective into what they're doing. The reason it gets sticky, right? It sticks to you what you're doing. So, you know what I forgot to do? Oh, tonight is the job report. So I want to make sure I program. So down below is the scroll of the U.S. job market, because tonight, Tuesday night, we do our job program. And it's just me looking at what the jobs are posted in LinkedIn. I kind of talk to it a little bit because we do translate it into a podcast. But it's just something to see what's going on. And it would be interesting to see, is it continuously going on a down trajectory or is it leveling out? I don't know. It went down last week. So we'll see how it does this week. Anyway, back to the learning. This is all continuous learning. Why are you learning? You want a new career job. So how do you go about doing that? So when you're looking, get ready for that new career job, when you go on the job reports and you watch what we're presenting on the jobs, and you can see what the market's looking at, you think about, what is my next growth opportunity? If I'm looking at a new job, whether it be internal promotion, external job, how do I grow? How do I continuously learn? And there's extremes in this, and this is where I'm going to be a little bit different here. I've seen applicants apply for agile coaching jobs or scrum master jobs because that was part of my job, was to interview people. A lot of job words in those, that last statement. And I would see when they would took their last CERT class, or I don't even care if it was a CERT class. When was the last time you took a class? When was the last time you gave a speech? When was the last time you did something? There were people that had taken a Scrum Master cert 7 years ago and had nothing in their resume since then. And I'm like, where's your continuous learning? You're asking your team to continuously learn, but you're not practicing it. Why am I going to hire you as an Agile coach? I'm not going to hire you as an Agile coach. I'm going to be flat out honest with you. If you're not learning, at least taking something every year, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, and putting it on your resume, I'm not going to hire you. Plain and simple. No, not going to happen. Am I asking you to take a class every 5 days? No, that's ridiculous. That's a waste of your time. That's not efficient. There's no applied knowledge on that activity. So there's extremes. There's like never going to training, and there's training all the time. You went somewhere in between, more towards training, closer to continuous learning. But what is continuous learning? Again, there's a myth to it. Like, I'm learning every sprint. I'm learning, learning, learning. There is learning, and then there's applying it, right? So even in when you go for your expert certs, like I tried, I didn't finish it because I didn't have a team at that point in time to really videotape and do all the things you need. I got the personal stuff, and the team I had because of COVID just blew up, and I haven't had a chance to get all that back together and build up that momentum again to go for the coaching cert. But I will at some point. What happens is that there isn't, they have put in that expert cert and all the certs really a delay, right? They say, get your certs, you know, get your ACC. This is IC Agile. Get your ACC and your ATF certs. Then wait 6 months before you apply for the expert cert. The reason why they do that, they want you to take what you learned and apply it in the job. It's the same idea, right? So as you take a cert class, you should be applying that to your cert. So when you do a job interview, you're like, yeah, you know, I took that cert. It was last cert, and I took it up. Took these couple ideas out of that class, and I applied to a group and learned a lot. And this is how we produced, and this is how this improved my team. Now think about that as an answer in a job survey. So you tell yourself, well, you know, I took the CERT class the other day, and we would be safe or Kanban or whatever. And we have practiced it a few times with this scenario with the team that I created. I facilitated in creating that learning experience for the team. Some things worked, some things didn't. The things that worked were this. The things that didn't work were that. And you share that during your job interview. That's a much better qualified interview response than other things. And it gives some more connotation to how are you using all this learning that you're taking? How are you applying it, right? So that's the personal continuous learning road. So the idea is that you learn something, you apply it. Now, this is one of the things I've been doing with my coaches or my coachees, my coaching program, is we developed that OKR program that I talk about that as part of the basis behind my coaching program, which is 6 to 7 months, depending on where we're at. And part of it is, as you develop your OKR goal, what's your goal? How are you applying that goal in your quarter? What we try to do is say, okay, I want to learn this new thing. I got a whole career. I want to learn this new thing. I want to practice this new thing, or I want to get a new level. So you learn something, you practice it. So the idea is you build stories throughout the quarter or whatever your time is. How do you practice what you learn? And that's really key to what we do. And that's one of the things I try to do in my OKR coaching program, was where they pick something they want to learn, but I want you to apply it. It doesn't do any benefit if you're just reading books all the time, and you're not, unless it's entertainment, that's a different story. We're not talking entertainment. Entertainment is not learning, right? Two different things. But learning is applying the knowledge you have to what you're doing and helping everyone else grow, sharing that knowledge. So think about it. Think about a continuous learning path, what you're going to take next, how you want to apply it for a little while, practice it a little bit, get a little deeper into knowledge, which is another thing that's a benefit from the Slack channel, which is not like LinkedIn and not like all the other social media. Where on the Slack channel, you can share, hey, I read this book. I learned this thing. What do you all think? What is your opinion from other Agile people? You know, this is the kind of interaction I'm trying to build. I'm trying to convince them all. This is what you need. This is what you want. Well, I don't know if they need it, but it's a benefit. You know, it's my thoughts. Help them grow in their careers. So then you can share what you learned with there. Get some feedback. Have you read this book? Have you done this thing? What do you all think? What did you learn? And now you're learning your book knowledge, what you took in the class, and then with knowledge from other people, you get a diverse opinion, a different diverse backgrounds. You're not in an echo chamber, let's say, and you get to hear different things. Now you're practicing this stuff and your experiences, and you can say, how did you do? I'm finding a little trouble here. What did you all do? And that's the idea, right? So there's a couple things that I'm offering is that OKR program, part of the coaching program or separately, which actually I haven't really introduced the OKR program as a separate thing, but you can. Just let me know if you're interested in it. It's a quarterly growth program. And then that's where the Slack program is. Let's say you go take a cert and you took it and you say, hey, I'm trying to apply what I learned in the cert. And you know, my background, I got most of the certs that are out there. How did this go for you? I'm having problems implementing this. Have you implemented that before? And then you get a diverse opinion of people on the Slack channel that can give you some responses. So just sharing that with you. And with that, I'm going to do the little the Slack advertisement. I do think it's a good thing. I just got to get people that really talk more. They don't like to talk. And it's sad because they all want to be Agile coaches. I'm like, what do you think you do all day? All you do is talk to everyone. Anyway, try to get them thinking that way. It's tough though, because I have the same problems too. So I'm not saying it's easy, but it's easier when you get into a rhythm and you're doing it on a regular basis. Going hot and cold is, it's a hard thing to do. So with that, I'm going to introduce the program that we're doing. And this is our Slack program. And if you have any interest in doing it, just message me at connect@5am Master Scrum and we can chat. All right. Or message me on social media. It's another way to get a hold of me. So here you go. Hey, and welcome. Thank you very much from the 5am Master Scrum Show for all your support and activities and contributing to our program. We are starting to offer this Agile Slack channel where Agile people can come together, talk about different aspects. I just wanted to share some of the things we have. Podcasts, masterminding, conferences, job interviews, questions. We do introduction, we do motivation, we talk about Kanban, product owner, QA testing, retrospective, a little bit of everything, celebrating your wins and your Agile practices, things that energize you, sharing different things, different programs. And we wanted to bring this because a lot of these social media engines, it's all based on algorithm and not necessarily what you're interested in this way. And this Slack program that you can comment, contribute, and watch and learn from others in the Agile group at your pace at when you want to do. If you're interested, please send me a message. Connect at 5am Master Scrum. We can go on our website. We have a blog post on how to join our Slack channel. I just want to have a 30-minute conversation, make sure this works for you, because we want people that are active, that are going to come in maybe once a week or every day if you like, but not like once every 6 months. We want to make sure people are active and engaged, and this is beneficial for them and us and everyone in the community. It's $10 a month or $100 for the year. It's not very expensive. It's kind of like going to the gym, working out, but at a pace that's affordable for most people and enough to support the program. So send me a message if you think you're interested, and we hope you do join us. Take care. Bye.
That before it does a loop back. Anyway, I want to wish you all a great day. Happy scrumming. Just think about it when you do take some training. Think about how can you apply what you learn in these classes. How can I get some assistance? I hope you consider our Slack channel. It's $10 a month or $100 for a year. Pretty expensive. And it's because I manage it and I actually engage. So it's part of the effort. It's not like, oh, random people. But you'll get feedback from me at the minimum. So I wish you all the best. Have a great day and see you tonight on the Tuesday night program when we do the Josh Report. Take care. Bye.